Okay, the Zecher Nishmas, Daniel Shena, Bas Yeshua Falak, and also Rafur Shleim, Rav Chaim Aaron, Ben Zvorah. Okay, a couple of things. First, anyone who's going to be here for Shabbos, let me know. If you're here this Shabbos, I'd be happy to host you. Ilan is going to go around today, tomorrow, to get all the names for Shabbos Zachar. We encourage everyone to stay for Shabbos Zachar. We have a nice Suda Friday night and in our home, Tez Hashem. Okay, I also want to miss Mazel Tov to Yair. On his engagement. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehilon, Yisrael. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehilon, Yisrael. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Israel, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehilon, Lechol Yisrael, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehilon, Lechol Yisrael, okay, so we have one packet before we do Chazara. That's packet Chaf Hei. So we'll be doing that that packet, and then we'll do Chazara and etc. Okay, so we've been talking about Rechitza on Yom Kippur. And so the Rambam, Paragimel Shvisa Sosor, Halacha Beis, says, Hachola Rochitza Tzidarko, Afal Pi She'enu Masukon. So that's a fascinating halacha, what the Rambam is saying, that a chole could wash himself, herself, kedarka, normal. But what's the heter of washing? I thought Yom Kippur is an issur rechitza. Right? So he says, well, if you're a chole, then... If you're chola, then so then you're not doing it for pleasure. You're doing it for because of the choli. So you can be rechotz kedarko aval pi she'ena mesukon, even though it's not a mesukon. In other words, normally you would think, okay, if you're chola she'yesh bo sakana, so I understand. Because the chol sheyesh lo sakana is everything. The whole kol Torah tchula is mutter. But here he's not a chol sheyesh lo sakana. He's what? He's just he's a chol sheyesh lo sakana. Right? So, yet, we permit a chola she'en bo sakana to wash on Yom Kippur. So there are two questions. What's the heter? In other words, is rechitza on Yom Kippur a deraisa or a derabanan? If it's a deraisa, then why should it be mutter for a chol she'en bo sakana? And furthermore, there is an iser of refua. You're not allowed to do anything with tzarech refua on Shabbos and Yontif and Chora Yom Kippur also. So what's the heter of washing for a chola? So the simple shot is that it's talking about there's a chol she'en bo sakana. And the iser refua is to take medicine or to do, it's not only a din of taking medicine, it's a din of doing anything for helping the refua, to helping the chayli. So the halacha, normally we assume that if you're cholish ein bo sakana, then refua is mutter. Because if you're cholish yesh bo sakana, then everything is mutter. But if ein bo sakana, then there's no issur refua. If it's you're not even a cholish ein bo sakana, you're what we call a bari b'mechush ba'alma. In other words, you're basically a well person. You just have something's bothering you. It's a mechush ba'alma. So then there's an iser refua to try to avoid, to take care of that mechush ba'alma. But once you're a chola she'ein bo sakana, then the iser refua doesn't apply. So by Yom Kippur, there's also an iser refua. And again, iser refua doesn't only mean taking medicine. You do anything, any action to help the choli is a refua, and it's aser. But if you're a chole, then it's mutter. In other words, where choli I meant to say is if there's a mechush ba'alma, in other words, you have a little bit of a headache. In other words, you're okay, but you have a little bit of, hey, you're walking around, you're fine. You have just a little bit of discomfort, though you're not allowed to do anything to help that discomfort. If you're a chola. If you're not a chola. Once you're a chola, once you're a chola, then even refu is mutter. So the chola is rochitz kedarko, that means that apparently the rechitza helps the choli. So why is that us mutter? That should be aser. So the answer is because he's a chola. And the iser refu doesn't apply to a chola. Only to a bari, but mechesh ba'alma. But if he's mamash a chola, then not. And what about the Isra Rechitza? So the Isra Rechitza is only Rechitza Shaltanuk. And if he's doing it, if he's a chole, then we don't label it as Rechitza Shaltanuk. Because we view it as Rechitza for the chole. And that, by definition, is not Rechitza Shaltanuk. So that is the... That is the words of the Rambam. Let's now look in the Yerushalmi. On page 2. So the Yerushalmi is in Tainus. It's in the first parak, and it's halacha vav. That's the Yerushalmi. So let's read the Yerushalmi, what the Yerushalmi says. On page 2. Holy Rebbe Bar Kahan Tanya. So what does that mean? So let's see the Pnei Moshe, the Korban Asano, and the Korban Echaida. What does he say? Hori Rav Ava Kahin Tanya, Hori Rav Acha Kebom and Haderech. Yehoyu Rogov Keho Salov, Shemutar Laharchitzon B'mayim. So says the Korban Ha'eda. First word on the line is Rechitza. Kehin Tanya Keho. Hai Tanya Demutar Lava Mayim Leilet Heitzel Rabo. There was a person who was allowed to go to his Rebbe on Yom Kippur and go through the water. But say he comes home. Are you rug of chaos? Ayefim, machmas torach haderech. There was his feet are very tired.
What does this mean that the carbon ate a rabo ubita?
Where are you reading? Ubito. Well, it's a saver, or let's see the line before. Ayaholach Ezel Rabbo, O Ezel Bito, Vavar Miyam Amayim, Eino Choshesh. Why? Yeah, it was Chazit Hezes, what's the idea of Bito? So we'll see. But the Yerushalmi says, if you're bob in Aderech, and your feet are kehos, they're fatigued. So what's the hagdar of that? Because it's not, is that l'shem choli? Because what's the heter to wash the feet? Is that considered refuah b'shem? What's the heter to wash the feet? Or is it what? This is on Yom Kippur. In other words, Rechitza problem or refuah problem? Well, we talked about if you have a tit, if you have a piece of mud, you could wash it off. And if you have perspiration, so what did we say? Machlokas Magen Avraham and Taz. Right? Who says it's mutter? Yeah. So Machlokas what?
The Magen Avraham says it's mutter.
Well, mutter and the Taz?
The Taz says it's
mutter. Awesome. So, you see, you have here, that Rambam that we just saw is quoted here in the, take a look, we'll take a look on page 5. Take a look on Siv Gimel. the end of the Ramah, in the end of Ramah on Sif Gimel on page 5, he says, Lachain afil ba min aderech v'ragav kehos mutar l'rachatzom. He says it's not l'tanuk, so it's mutter. And what about, so there was, in terms of rechitza al Yom Kippur, it's not l'tanuk, so it's mutter. What about refuah on Yom Kippur?
People wash their feet in the world. It's not refuah, it's not it's washing your feet. That's not refuah. It's not, you know, even healthy people wash their feet.
No, so they're fakir. You're making the question even stronger.
Yeah, but
because they, maybe then it's considered a bari b'mechish ba'alma.
No, but they're washing up the feet. It's not mukha milsa, but it's doing it for a fool.
Fakir. It's more mukha milsa.
It's mukha.
Because you're doing it because your feet are tired. Why is he putting his feet, why is he soaking his feet?
Oh, so Memorashach. If it's Memorashach.
Right. If it's what?
If he has no mefush, then it's piece of the tanuk. And if it's not a piece of the tanuk, then it's refuah.
Yeah, so what is it? So in Mustama it's l'refuah, but so what? In other words, if it, what is this? Is it bari b'mechesh ba'alma? If it's bari b'mechesh ba'alma, if you want to say mishabam nadera, the bari b'mechesh ba'alma, then it should be an issur refuah. So what's the heter to wash the feet? Well, besides Yom Kippur, we have two, like Rav Harari just pointed out, we have two issues to deal with.
Four.
We have refuah, the Yom Kippur, and we have rechitza of Yom Kippur. So, and obviously we're letting the guy do it. So that means we're saying there's no problem with refuah, and there's no problem with rechitza.
You probably can have a situation where it's not rechitza shultano, yet it's not muchak that you're doing it for refuah. There must be such a echotimza.
What do you say, Rav?
He said it. Wasn't saying that perfectly normal people also.
Perfectly normal, but that might make it more problematic, because if perfectly normal people do it, that means that he's like a bari b'meichesh ma'alma, and that's gufa where the isur chitza is. Yeah, that makes it worse, because if you're a bari,
the fact of putting your feet in water is not mukach that you're doing it for a poor. The act of putting one's feet, washing,
sure
one's feet in water is not mukhak, but he's doing it for a fool. Even if he is doing it for a fool, it's not mukhak, but he's doing it
why,
for
what
a
is it, what is it?
Why is it not mukhak?
Yeah.
Because healthy people also will dip their feet in water.
Because why? Why would they do that?
It's for tanuk, normally.
For tanuk, so here it's, but if it's here it's tanuk, like you said, yeah. It's for tanuk. That it should be also on Yom Kippur.
I would say you have, there is such a hypotenuse.
In other words, the first thing we saw is the Rambam says, 1 second, two things. The Rambam says that if you're a chola, you can wash your feet on Yom Kippur. Then Yerushalmi says, if you're coming from the Derech and you need to wash your feet, you can do that also. So what's... So should we look in the Aruch HaShulchan? Let's try the Aruch HaShulchan. Page 13. Kosev Aramim, the Chol Arochitz Kedarko, Afal Pisha Einu Masukun. Right? That was the first thing we saw. The Rechitzes Hachola Einu Latanek El Labriyas Aguf Olurchot Zezitan Tidif. Well, Kol She'enu Labriyas Aguf V'lo Lar Sars Tinuf V'ade Gam B'chola Asa. So he says, if it's not Labrias Aguf, so there's two different things that we're dealing with the Yom Kippur aspect and the Refu aspect. And the Refu aspect. Unless, we'll see, maybe someone will say, take a look now, let me show you. In the Mishnah Brura, on page 12. See, let's look first in the Shulchan Aruch. The question is like this: do we say that when he comes back from the derech, his feet are so fatigued that that's like a chola? And if that's like a chola, then you get two things: it's not latanug, and it's not iser refuah, because. But Malkum Choli, even a Choli Shein Bo Sakana, there's no Isser Rechitza.
Why would that be considered a Choli Shein Bo Sakana? Why is it not only a Mekush?
Depends to what degree. It's, his feet are so fatigued that he can't even walk. He needs to soak them. So it's sort of like enough on a Mishkov. What did he say? What? What?
They didn't have footwear like we have.
So it was right. So it was very painful. Like after you walked on the whole trip, it was very, very painful. So it's not just a mechush ba'alma. It's like a choli.
Okay,
yeah.
Like if a person walks a half marathon afterwards,
they feel
very
tired.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, probably.
And so like you soak it. And it gets the muscles to relax again.
Yeah.
You don't think that you can get injured.
Yeah. So maybe the pshat is that's a. And then the Mishnah Brura on page 12, when he's discussing the Shaar Tzion, he speaks about the. Mishum Refuah in the Sifkat Yud, he says, "Avam Mishum Refuah Gemur Mutal Lurchas V'Malkom Shein Isur Mishum Refuah." Ayn Shal. So in Yud Gimel, Shartzi, it says, Hayosh al de choli ha'ayin, nimshach ha-ke'ev l'chol ha-guf. So it could be that if you feet are very weak, maybe that's painful for the whole body. And it's painful for the whole body, then it's like a chola. And let's look at the Magen Avraham. Let's look at page 5 for a second. First, look in the Shulchan Aruch Siv Dalet. Mishahu istinis, somebody is like very delicate. Ve'in daito mishav v'salov, and he won't have yishuv hadas ad shi kaneach ponov b'mayim. Whereas he's very, something's bothering him, and he has to wash his face. If he doesn't wash his face, he's not going to feel psychologically, in his place. So he says he could wash his face. And the Rambam says, Menogu b'zeh l'achmer afil b'rechitzas ha'inayim. And even b'rechitzas ha'inayim, which might be considered refuah, to wash your eyes, Menogu l'achmer. Fear chitzisem shuksas refua, nogu lahachmir, and says Magen Avraham avam mushum refua gabur butr lirchots. To agora mi micha ragov chaos.
Ragov chaos is not mukhaf then it's for refua. But there's no issue of the issue of full on Shabbos. Now we're going to get where if you wash your eyes, it's how many people wash their eyes. Just like how many people wash their feet when they're.
So you're helping. It's not so. But it's. Okay. Let's look at the Alter Rebbe for a second, on page 7. It says, Chein ha-Kohen ha-Ola le-Duchen. Right, so somebody's going to, Kohen is going to Duchen. No tel yodov, afal pisha, no tel yodov, kodem ha-Tfil. Because even though he washed his hands before davening, he has to wash his hands again for Duchen. Chena Levi, b'mokum shenogim l'chol Levi, no tel yodav kodem sheyotzig mayim ode kohen. The Levi also has to wash his hands in the place where they had the minhag that the Levi washes his hands before he washes the kohen's hands. So he says it's okay. Because he not miskaven l'tanim. V'ficha habom min haderech v'agrav keos mutu l'rochson kemi she'enu miskaven el l'refua. So he's only miskavil refua, so he's not miskavil tana. But if he's miskavil refua is aser, so they want the job.
It's not a prohibited type of refua.
Why?
Because it's not mukhaf that because healthy people do it too.
But that's a tana.
It's not mukhaf that. It's not mukhak that he's doing it for the sake of the boy. It's a thing that even that even though he doesn't, his feet don't feel so well, but there are people who are whose feet do feel 100% normal. They'll still dip their feet in the water.
Why?
All right, we have back to the same question.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless you say that this is Mamish Chayla.
Mechala Shein Rosakana.
Yeah.
Chala Chala Guf.
Yeah. Because there's a famous piece in the Moruk Tzia. Let's take a look in the Moruk Tzia from Rav Yaakov Emden. Okay, what page is that? Page 14-15. So this is a very important piece in the work of Rav Yaakov Emden. So he wrote a parish on the Shulchan Aruch, on Aruch Chaim. So what does he write? You see where I put the second arrow? The last two words on the line. V'mitztar bo harbe v'ein bo choli mamish hava lecholu she'ein bo sakana. See that word? In other words, the Moruk Tzia has a chiddush. That even though you're not sick, but something is bothering you a lot, that's considered like cholu she'ein bo sakana.
Right below that arrow.
So it could be, so if you say like Rav Yaakov Emden, so then it works out very well, because the person was on the derech, and right? And he's on the derech, and after he finishes coming home, he's very, very, his feet are very pained. So if his feet are very pained, so then that's called Sheish Bo Sakana. So then Rafu is Mutter. So maybe that's the word. Like someone said before, who said Rav Harari, in those days they didn't have the comfort of the shoes we have today. So if you're on the derech, it was very, very painful. So you came home, you were in a lot of agony. So then you can understand why it's mutter to do on Yom Kippur, because it's not latanu, but it's not a refuah either. It is the refuah, but it's not a refuah that's asura, because the Rav Yaakov Emden says that the mitzvah bo harbe vein bo choli mamish hava lecholu she'ein bo sakana. So that could be a very important point. It comes like a face, you had a tooth extracted, right? So you could be very, I remember once I had stones, kidney stones. I was in Lower East Side in the middle of the night. I had kidney stones. I had to take a hatzolah, had to come to bring me to the hospital. Were you alive yet? Not sure. I don't know if you were this. A long time ago. Yes, Mommy, when you were alive.
It was on Yantif,
no? It was on Yantif, yeah. But my said, all they did for me in the hospital was they gave me morphine. And I calmed it down. That's when it's not like they did anything. But after they give you morphine, you calm, and then the stone eventually has to pass. And then sometimes they don't even know whether it passed or not. But that's a tremendous pain. So, chora, kidney stone, I don't know, is a machala? It's pain.
Yeah,
because it's so much pain.
Yeah.
I don't think I had fever. Terrible pain, but I don't think it's fever. I don't think it's a real choly, but it has a din of a.
If you're that debilitated, I'm sure everyone would hold it.
Yeah, because of this, you have Yaakov Emden. Mitzdar bo harbe. Then. So that's a big yisod. If you mitzdar harbe, then you have a din like a chol shebo sakana. And then chol shebo sakana can take refuah. So that's what I think Rabbi Harari is saying, that if you came back from the derech and your feet are so fatigued, maybe that's mitzdar harbe, and that's the din of chol shebo sakana. You know, if you look at the smock. Yeah, look in the Alter Rebbe on page 7. He says that why can you wash your feet? So here he's explaining why it's not tanuk, because you're mechavel l'refuah. But then, if you're only mechavel l'refuah, so then it should be osar al refuah. So what Chazon Hess was saying is refuah is only osur if it looks like refuah. Like if you have a sore throat, like Rav Shechter maybe gave this example, if you have a sore throat and you take chicken soup on Shabbos, so that's mutter. Because everyone's taking chicken soup on Shabbos. It's machal b'riyim. So it's not, you see what Chazon Hess is pointing out, refuah has to be refuah hanikaris, that is refuah. So if you say that even people like to soak their feet even if they don't have any problems. But it's, you know, you get yourself into, because you have to, like you said, you have to deal with the Yom Kippur and
the refuah. Juggle the rapizza versus the
Yeah, you have to juggle both things.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, if you look at the smock on page 4, it says, Chedamar of Meir, Shemutar lo'odam lurchot ein of the mind yom kippur, lo ponav v'vishi refuul einayim. And then he writes, refuul, third line, refuul mutar b'yom kippur. So what does that mean, refuul mutar b'yom kippur? Refuul not mutar b'yom kippur. So what is the, this is the Hadosh Rebbe of Paris. So it could mean that it's.
So refuah, that's not mufar.
Or it could mean that it's bought with star harbor.
People wash their eyes if before. Not washing one's eyes could mean it's from star harbor. Maybe.
And I don't know the Metzius then. So that's the Hagosha. You see, the bottom of the smock is the Hagosha Beta Paris. The top is the smock. So this is the smock, Simon Reish Chaf Aleph. And the Hagosha Beta Paris there is Sifkot and Gimel, where he says this. And that's the same thing what the Alter Rebbe is saying. He says he's only mechavin for a fool. Therefore, it's not tanur. But then, what does that mean? But that it's refuah. So either you have to say like what the Chazon Hess was saying, that it's a refuah like chicken soup is a refuah. Chicken soup, you're allowed to have chicken soup on Shabbos, even though it means you have a sore throat and you're doing it because you have a sore throat, it's still okay. Right? What are you doing? You have soup. When you throw it hurts, you have soup. But even people have soup even with what?
Tea with honey.
Tea with honey, yeah. Right, if you have a sore throat, so if it's depends what kind of, if it's a sore throat that you need like penicillin or something like that, then it's a choly. But if it's just the soda is just
a little dry, yeah.
So it depends what. Right. Right. What do you say?
Even if it's true that it's macho green, they usually use when you talk about intaking the medicine. But here, if you're talking about washing, you're going to come up against the surgeons.
Yeah. Right. So that's the issue over here. What?
Here in this situation with the repeats, you're going to say it's Mako Green here, it's going to be Tan. You're going to be up against Tan.
Right.
Mako Green is only the intake of
right.
Here, if you talk about washing, you're going to be green good, so it's the same time as this.
Right. Right. And then back to the Mishnah Berurah here on page 12, Shaar Tzion says that al yidei choli ha'ayin nimshach ha'ke'ev l'chol ha'guf. So in other words, if some right, Gemara of Arzara. So this is Rechitzas Einayim Yom Kippur. So therefore that could be a real sakana. Or sakana zever, if you're going to lose a limb, chas v'sholim. Or stam choli kol haguf af sheim bo sakana. Tutum choze asos refuah. So it's choli kol haguf is awesome. So you have to figure out either some heter of why it's mutter or chitzas einayim. Maybe it's a sakana saver if you don't wash the hair, the eyes out, you'll chas v'sholem lose the eye, or it creates the whole body's in ke'ev. So these are the issues. Okay. And so the next part of the packet is about other things that are mutter on, like sakana saver and things like that. In other words, what things are mutter or usher on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. So there are a lot of different shittas here. And then there's famous Rabbi Akiva Eger. So Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll start with the end of the packet here.